So breaking news.
Breaking news.
The Big Fatty cast is a go.
Yes, it is.
You got your email from Big Fatty.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the first episode yet.
I listened to the first episode. He actually posted it on the Little Fatty cast feed.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
So all of you who are already subscribed to the Little Fatty cast, you've heard episode one, which he recorded Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
He didn't realize how long it was going to take for iTurds to get his, info
his
and have
posted,
him in the
yeah.
feed. But I believe, oh crap, why don't I have this already looked up? I believe it's Big Fatty Online.
Oh, Magoo, you done it again.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm going to double check that. But he is a big, big friend of the Purge, friend of us. He's been on our show. We've talked about him before. Yes, it's BigFattyOnline.com. And it says in small print, a member of the Rob Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network. Great, with great pride, we plug his show. We love him. If you are already a fan of Big Fatty, call into his listener line. And
we're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Tell him that he's fat. It's 206-337-1438.
I love it.
Tell him he's fat from the Purge Boys.
That's right. He is fat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and I've been talking into my microphone, and the mute's been on for the episode 60 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of April, and if this beginning is any indication of the remaining 19 minutes, then prepare for ruination. Oh, Lord, y'all. The Fat One was working so hard on that opening because, you know, some people miss the old sound effects from the LFC, and, you know, so I just threw some of those in there. And, you know, if you didn't like it, then you're a woober. Do you remember that? Woober. Woober. Okay, I said it. I hope your Thursday is going well. I know many of you, especially Arthur in New Zealand and Scotty down there in Australia, that they are getting ready for Anzac Day, which is coming up tomorrow. Yeah, the 25th of April. So, anyway, why don't you call down there and tell Arthur happy Anzac Day. You know, Big Fatty has Xanax Day, or probably he should. But you know what else Big Fatty has? Voice letters!
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kathy. I just wanted to let you know that I recounted those pictures, and it wasn't 67. It was actually 59, just, you know, 10 shy of someone's favorite number. I won't say who.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Anyway, hey, if you want to get rich, buy stock in golf balls, because we just bought a golf cart and golf clubs for the family, and we'll be losing balls left and right. Have a good one.
Oh, Lord, Miss Kathy. Well, Big Fatty does not have the problem of losing balls, that's for sure. Ah, horror! But he does have another voice letter.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tim Cormall calling. I just thought I'd give you a call now that you're accepting calls from podcasters. and non-podcaster week as well. It was over last week. But, hey, you know, I just want to give you a call. And, God, it's echoey. It's echoey in this bag phone. It sure is empty in here because I guess you played them all. Anyway, I just want to give you a call and say, hey, thanks for playing the 4-minute segment from Tim, the terminally single Tim and I, you know, having a good time just kind of messing with you. Anyway, we love you. We wouldn't have done that if we didn't love you. Anyway, so we'll talk to you soon. Keep up the great job. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tim. Thank you so much for that. And, y'all, I'm sure y'all remember back to when Tim from Tim Call an Ambulance and Tim from Terminally Single were just rambling on and on and on about the BFO and Big Fatty. And I think that Super B from the QCast Connection probably summed it up the best from all of the listeners that heard that show that you and Tim did.
Because he's on every goddamn show. I had to listen to 4 minutes of Tim Squared talking about BFO.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is James in L.A. Just wanted to call and tell you good morning. And just let you know, I was down in the Palm Springs this past Saturday having lunch with friends, and they're quite excited about the fat one coming in July. They're all abuzz about it. I guess they're going to hoist some banners over the street welcoming the fat one, and they're going to open up a new ham store for you to cut the ribbon on. And my friends who are into the horrors down there said that the horror hotel is adding a special room so they can have a new sling just for the fat one. So it looks like you're going to have a good time down there in July, although, Big Fatty, it's going to be a little bit on the toasty side. I lived down there for many years, and July is a toasty month. You have a good week. Keep up the great work on your podcast. And, oh, by the way, you're fat.
Well, thank you very much, James. And I appreciate you, getting the advance party ready for the Fat One's arrival in July. And that will be the 10th through the 15th of July that the Fat One will be out there in the July. And, anyway, it's always good to hear from folks from the left coast. And here is our next voice letter is from someone who is nowhere near the fucking left coast.
Hi, Big. It's Ryan calling from the way we see it. I was just thinking of you because my husband was text messaging me and telling me all this stuff that we need to do before the big extravaganza at our house. And I was just thinking of Big Fatty's balls. Because I was thinking at first that maybe we should have a Who Has the Biggest Balls contest, but you would just win hands down. So just want to tell you, I love your show. Keep up the wonderful work. Bring those memory lane music things coming, even though I really don't know any of them because I'm just a little younger than you. But, you know, if you do the Golden Girls or, you know, any of those 80s shows, I'll definitely know those. Love you much. Can't wait to see you in June. Hope all is well. Thanks.
Oh, well, Ryan, thank you so much. And, you know, y'all, Ryan is having a pool party during the gay days when the Fat One's going to be down in Orlando, which, by the way, I'll just remind you of those dates. That will be June the 4th through the 9th, and I'll be coming down with Larry Klein. We're staying over at the Disney All-Star Movies for the big gay day thing. And Ryan and his friend Jason, who lives down there, who is also a listener, who gave me a verbal spanking, I believe, for not mentioning him on the listener map, they have just started a new podcast called The Way We See It. And you might want to check that out. And, y'all, there is a whole list of fat favorites over there at the www that you might want to go over and take a look at also. And Big Fatty this week has posted a couple of pictures over there at the www that you might want to go check out. One is of one of the presidential candidates, and it just it's there to remind you. In fact, Miss Kathy, who was our first caller today, sent it to me. It's to remind you to make sure that you check out what's in the background of a photo before you take it. And the other picture, or one of the other pictures that I posted over there, is of the infamous monkey clock that I mentioned that was in the auction last weekend, which Big Fatty did not get. All right, I have one more voice letter for today, and it is from the one and only Matt of the Big Gay Sex Show.
Oh, this is Matty. I'm a Big Fatty. Hello, Big Fatty. I want to give you a good gosh and gay. I called my daughter the other day, and I was feeling good. And then she would not pick up the phone, and I said, oh, gosh. And then I said, you pick up the phone, and if you don't pick up the phone, you gay. And she not pick up the phone. Oh, my God, I'm stealing Margaret Cho bits. Anyway, hey, Big Fatty, it's Matt from Spanking the Arthur and BigGaySexShow.com. And, yeah, let's see if we can coordinate a hookup, a meetup. Big Gay Sex Show meets Big Fatty online. That is awesome. I totally want to do that. And got done listening to about 6 of your shows. Yes, I've been awfully behind. And oh my God, in the past 5 minutes, I just cleared out your box and you put another one up. Oh well, at least I love you and I love your shows. So, okay, hon, just wanted to give you a shout out and lots of love. Talk to you later on. Bye. Oh, and don't forget the way we see it podcast.com. Okay, bye.
Oh, Lord. How much are Ryan and Jason paying Matt to plug their show on my show? Who knows? Y'all, incestuous. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's just incestuous. And speaking of incestuous, guess who's called back?
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Ryan from The Way We See It. I just want to let you know, I was listening to the BFO, the second part of the Gays episode, when I'm stopped at a traffic light, and out of nowhere, some Cunty McCunt-Cunt Jr. sideswiped my car and hit me, and my neck hurts now, and I'm waiting for this damn police officer to fill out the police report. So I just want to let you know that while I'm listening to your show, other people get crazed and hit me. So thank you very much, Big Fatty.
Oh, poor baby Brian. I am so sorry that happened. Y'all, that's terrible. Anyway, please don't associate the BFO with that accident, though, because, you know, it might bring back, bad memories or something like that. And God knows I cause enough bad memories on my own. But, Ryan, one thing that might make you feel better is I am dedicating a next week of Memory Lane Music to an idea you had. And so next week I am going to call it Short-Term Memory Lane Music. And that'll be sort of more recent shows for all you young little chickens out there. So next week will be Short-Term Memory Lane Music Week. But, you know, it ain't next week yet. It's this week, and that means regular Memory Lane Music. Okay, well, today's hint for Memory Lane Music, I'm going to play one for Ryan. He isn't going to know what it is, but some of you will. And Ryan, I hope you do not have to go see this person. Thank you. Well, did you recognize that one? Probably not, unless you're ancient like me, but that was the theme from the TV series Dr. Kildare. And, y'all, an interesting thing about Dr. Kildare is that Dr. Kildare was a fictional character, and he was the primary character in a series of American theatrical films of the late 1930s and early 40s. Then Dr. Kildare was a 1950s radio series. Then it became a 1960s television series. And here's something I bet the Dial H for Homo boys didn't know, but Dr. Kildare had a comic book based on the television show also. Now, the TV show was on NBC. It was a medical drama, and it ran from September 27th, 1961 until April 5th, 1966, 190 episodes, and it told the story of a young intern, Dr. James Kildare, who was played by Richard Chamberlain, who was working in a fictional large metropolitan hospital, Blair General, whilst trying to learn his profession and dealing with the problems of the patients and winning the respect of the senior doctor. Do you remember him? He was played by Raymond Massey, and his character's name was Dr. Leonard Gillespie. So anyway, that was Dr. Kildare, and that show had quite a history there. So anyway, Ryan, I hope you don't have to go see Dr. Kildare or any of his minions that have followed in his tracks. And Ryan, maybe next week the short-term memory lane music segment will make you feel better. Now, y'all, I want to just say that thank you so much for all the comments that you posted to the website over there at the www, which, of course, you do not have to use, about yesterday's show, especially about childhood nicknames. And I'm just going to – I usually don't read the comments, but I just thought some of these nicknames were kind of funny. And, Kim Beaver – that Kim Beaver, I tell you what, she posted, she did not know what the word poopalizzy meant. So she posted over on her website, and you can click over there at the Kim Beaver Lodge. She went over to the Urban Dictionary to get a definition of a poopalizzy. And according to the Urban Dictionary... And Michael from Stuttgart brought this to my attention. Poopalizzy is usually used to describe a tacky old lesbian who is generally in a state of bewilderment, nerdish, or wobbly. Oh, Lord. Has stocky proportions and is constantly talking to an imaginary audience. Has a kinky interest in feces and flatulence and rubber aprons. I do not understand why my friends call me poopalizzy. I guess this is an example of how it's used. I do not understand why my friends call me poopalizzy just because I fart while talking with another person's stolen conscience. Me! Well, y'all, that was hilarious, as they say. And y'all go over there and look at what everybody else's nicknames were as a child. I think you'll be very amused. And put yours over there, too. Or give the fat one a call. I'm out of voice letters. Oh, Lord. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.